If you're a fan of the Medal of Honor podcast, hit the follow button to stay up to date with all our newest releases. Thanks and enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Medal of Honor podcast, brought to you in partnership with the National Medal of Honor Museum. I'm Ken Harbaugh. In each episode, we'll learn about a different service member who has distinguished him or herself through an act of valor.
Stephen Logan Bennett was born on April 22, 1946, in Palestine, Texas. After finishing high school, he attended the Southwestern Louisiana Industrial Institute and joined the Air Force Reserve Officers Training Corps. He graduated with a BS in Aeronautical Engineering and was commissioned as a second lieutenant in the Air Force at the age of 22. Lieutenant Bennett trained as a pilot in B-52 bombers and flew combat missions out of Thailand. When he returned home, he was trained as a forward air controller and was sent back to Southeast Asia in 1972. On June 29, 1972, then-Captain Bennett and his backseater, Major Mike Brown, flew their OV-10 Bronco on an artillery adjustment mission near Quang Tri, Vietnam. They had been directing airstrikes and gunfire from U.S. naval vessels off the shore for 3 hours when they received an urgent call for assistance. A platoon of about 40 South Vietnamese soldiers had overextended and were about to face off against nearly 300 enemy troops. Without help, they'd be overrun. Bennett called for tactical air support, but none was available. He then requested artillery, but the strike had a risk of hitting friendly troops, so it was denied. Seeing no other way to help, Bennett attacked the enemy forces himself. Even though he knew his aircraft was particularly susceptible to surface-to-air missiles, he disregarded the risk to protect his comrades. He strafed 4 times and avoided at least 2 missiles before one finally hit, destroying their left engine. The explosion put a hole in the back of the aircraft, damaged the landing gear, caught the wing on fire, and gave Major Brown minor shrapnel wounds. But the aircraft stayed airborne thanks to the right engine. Flying at a slant, they had to act fast before the fire could ignite their fuel. Brown then noticed that the missile had torn apart his parachute. This meant neither Bennett nor Brown could eject, because when the pilot of the OV-10 ejects, their backseater is automatically ejected. In order to save his backseater, Bennett's only option was to attempt a water landing. He knew that the OV-10 was not suited for this, and in fact, no pilot had ever survived an OV-10 ditching, but he ignored the risks. The broken landing gear caught the water first, causing the aircraft to tumble wing over wing before settling nose first in the water. Both Bennett and Brown were completely submerged. Brown was able to wrestle his way out and swim to the surface, but Bennett was nowhere to be seen. Brown dove back under the water multiple times in an attempt to find and rescue Bennett amidst the quickly sinking OV-10, but he was unsuccessful. Not long after, a helicopter that had seen the crash picked Brown up and transported him to safety. Bennett's body was later recovered, and it was discovered that the cockpit had broken off between the 2 seats. Bennett sustained serious head wounds, and they were unable to determine if he succumbed to his injuries or drowned. On August 8, 1974, Captain Stephen Logan Bennett was posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor for his extraordinary heroism and concern for his companion. He's credited with saving the lives of many South Vietnamese ground soldiers and his backseater.
The Medal of Honor podcast is a production of Evergreen Podcasts.
Nathan Corson is our executive producer and mixing engineer. Declan Roars is our associate producer, scriptwriter, and recording engineer. And I'm Ken Harbaugh.
We are proud to support the National Medal of Honor Museum. To learn more and to support their mission, go to mohmuseum.org. Thanks for listening.
I'm Allison Holland, host of the Kennedy Dynasty podcast. Equipped with a microphone and a long-term fascination of the Kennedy family, I am joined by an incredible cast of experts, friends, and guests to take you on a fun, relaxed, yet informative journey through history and pop culture. From book references to fashion to philanthropy to our modern expectations of the presidency itself, you'll see that there is so much more to Kennedy than just JFK or conspiracy theories. Join me for the Kennedy Dynasty podcast.